Baal Salam from the Arvut. This means that each and every one of the nation would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, "We will do and we will hear," each one in the nation became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
Good morning, brothers. You know, what's so beautiful is that I feel that I have 600,000 loyal lovers. It's you, brothers. When we open the Arvut system, when we connect together, we feel such a force, a power of love that's generated by all the great friends who have agreed to take upon the calling of the Creator through our awakened point in the heart, through our Arvut, in agreement with each other to annul self-love for love of others. This agreement is the key to our success, rising above the separation, rising above the evil. The Creator only wants one thing from us. It's written, "My sons have defeated me." Let's continue throughout this Congress to exert and strengthening love thy friend with this force, joy, and confidence that we have between us.
Exactly, Dave. Love of friends. That's our starting point. And we got a great start with that in the first lesson yesterday. It was fabulous. Love of friends creates a place for the Creator. We want to invite the Creator to this place. To do this, we need two things: the right prayer before the prayer and the prayer itself. We get these from the Creator. When we unite, and we ask for the Creator's help, asking for his help from deep in our heart, this is how we bring him contentment. Today we've got a great chance to bring contentment to the Creator. Let's start with a silent contemplation. Each friend prays to the Creator for the success of the friends. Again, each friend prays to the Creator for the success of the friends.
Bala Salam from Shamadi 44. One must examine if the faith is in order, meaning if he has fear and love. As it is written, if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a lord, where is the fear of me? This is called mind. We must also see that there will not be any desires to delight oneself, that even a thought to want for himself will not arise in him, but all his desires will be only to bestow to the Creator. This is called heart, which is the meaning of the Merciful One wants the heart.
Dear friends, this is a great time together. Look around you. Look how warm, big, look how confident this family is. Where are we going? I heard Rav tell us, you have to let the friends enter your heart. And that's why it's so easy. It's so easy right now. We don't have to worry about anything. We each hold each other here. We're going to go into this lesson with all the love for each other, all the warmth, and there's going to be no doubt that the Creator will be happy. He will be with us because this is where he touches us, right in the connection between us, in the hearts. Let's just open our hearts and let each friend in.
Bill?
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in a sand.
Here there's a cry. You, there's a light, a place to be discovered. For you, there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, now we rise. And every word an echo from the sky. Breaking the walls and hearts unite.
In you I see a picture of me. You I find my flaws. In you there's a key, a place where we can open doors.
Together we yearn, a fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our crimes. To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, now we rise. And every word an echo from the skies. Breaking the walls, hearts unite.
Every word an echo
beautiful music, beautiful friends, loving friends, kind, caring. Look at all the little squares on your screen. Don't think about the faces you see in them because they don't really exist. Each one is a point in the heart. A point in the heart that is inside your heart. And all you have to do is open it up. Open your heart. You need the jaws of life to open it, we can arrange it. But open it up. Because that's where the true joy and the true wonder exists. It's all inside your heart. And we only have one thing to do. Open it and allow the friend's love to encompass and surround our hearts like a mother surrounding a child that's crying. And I promise you, you will feel it. I love each and every one of you more than I love myself. So let's go, people. Let's rock this world today.
Bala Salam from Shamati number 4. When he begins to feel the existence of the Creator, his soul immediately yearns to annul and connect with the root, to be contained in it like a candle in a torch, without any mind or reason. However, this comes naturally as a candle is canceled before a torch. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be one's entire work. That is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there's only one thing a person needs, faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants from the work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator.
Hello, great friends. To be rewarded only with faith in the Creator. What a beautiful thought. My problem is that my ego doesn't want me to get there. You know, faith in the Creator, two things, you know, none else besides Him, good that does good, is something that we strive for, but we have this method to help us, and it teaches us that we start with a blank slate. Every day we start anew. We understand that I don't have the answers. The answers are in the 10, and the answers aren't even important. You know, it's the questions we raise in the 10. We find our answers just through our connection in the 10. And let's work. Let's try to get to that faith in the Creator. Ours is our only reward. We've got the greatest friends to help us, and we can do it.
That's right. Blank slate. Remember how we heard this story that the greatest Kabbalists were praying to forget what we were studying before, day before, week before. They wanted to wake up to this new blank slate so that I think that they can pray more, attract more light, so that the only thing that we would have is only the faith. No knowledge, no facts, nothing. Just the faith in the Creator. I think this yearning, these questions, these prayings to attract more light than just straight answer. We have this opportunity now to start from blank slate. Yesterday doesn't exist. It's now, here and now. We have this opportunity to attract the biggest lights for the friends. Let's do it, friends. And let's go to the clip.
Rabash Article 7. There is a rule. Where one sees no progress, one cannot make any effort. At that time, the only way is to have faith in the sages, who tell us that we must believe that such is the order of the work, that a person must not see what he's doing. He should believe that his concealment is for the best, that it will lead him to be rewarded with devakut, with adhesion to the Creator. If he overcomes and believes that it is all for his best, and the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth, but there should be awakening from below. And the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. Meaning, when all the sparks gather, one should scrutinize and ask that they will enter the Kedusha, and then he will receive the help at once.
Hello, amazing friends. You know, Rav said many times, it's psychological. We're afraid to let go. We're afraid to hear. We're afraid to get what we're asking for. And it's so, so true that we have to fall and have faith in the sages. We're not here alone. We're here with all the previous Kabbalists. They laid out the path for us. They walked it. They tested it. It's set, and we just have to believe in them, trust them. They're here with us, looking over us, encouraging us. We're not alone. It's ready. We just have to hold on to each other tightly and let go, and we will hear.
Yeah, you know, yesterday in the lesson when the questions started coming back from the friends, the live questions, and the friends were speaking. It felt like family leaning in on a table, sharing their heart and serious questions that really mean something in our lives. There was a quality to that, both from the men and the women, that was something speaking from, you know, beyond the friends. And I was really impressed by that. this is the place that we need to aim to that quality between us, beyond us, the love of the friends aimed at giving this pleasure to the Creator. You can hear almost the Creator speaking. So when does the Creator speak? When are we really speaking to the Creator? Sometimes this, when we're working with the friends, it's hard. It's because first always comes this concealment, this pain, and you know, the distance. And when I was talking with Igal yesterday, he was saying, "Oh, it's like really, it's truly like being a rag." And this picture came of the friends being a rag in the Creator's hand, and he's cleaning up, he's making the corrections with the light. But how, what happens to us when we agree with this, when we annul, the rag disappears and there's only the Creator's hand? And that's also our action. It's hard, but the most important thing is not to be afraid, because the salvation of the Lord comes in the blink of an eye. That's true for us.